Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha William, coming to you live. Amen. Glory to God. What a wonderful day that the Lord has made. I know everybody's rejoicing, and you should be glad that you're in it. Glory to God. First of all, I have a couple of announcements. Prophetic Corner is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rouse, who's the founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We thank God for our apostle, amen, and her husband who sits right by her side, Pastor Joseph Rouse. Glory to God. We thank God for the two, amen, as they operate in the spirit realm of one. We thank God for both of them. Glory to God. Amen. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bow, tweet them, and let them know that we're alive and on the air. And first of all, I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Amen. And I know there's some who don't have their mom today, but, you know, she's sitting up in heaven, glory to God, looking down on you, saying, you know, I'm pleased with the work that you're doing, glory to God. So we also want to say happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you on today, all the mothers, the grandmothers, amen, and all those who are having, the aunts that are having to be mothers, you're still a mother, amen. And I'm sure if you don't have children, you have adopted someone else's children, so you're still a mother, amen. Even the fathers are mothers nowadays. So we just say happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to go ahead with our announcements. Amen. I want to encourage you, amen, to join the team, amen, the wild team. Because it's, we are in a season now where God is doing, he's just doing so much and he's moving us in different directions. And I want to encourage you to come on and join the team so you won't get left out. Don't get left out in this season. If you remember on week before last, amen, you know, an apostle and pastor was talking about the month of favor, amen. And then on last Sunday, Sunday before last, amen, glory to God. And I was talking about the 21 days, amen, mark your calendar. For all you who did not mark your calendars, well, amen, you missed a treat, amen. Because I know some people faithfully mark their calendars. They even asked me, glory to God, they always say I call them out, but I don't call their name. They even asked me, so what day are we in? You know, they made sure that they marked their calendar. And they were going in the stores and they were getting stuff and people were paying for their purchases and, you know, just different things that were happening. And they were getting money and they were getting other things, you know, and amen. It really, really made a difference. So you didn't mark your calendar, you missed out on it, glory to God. God was doing some great and mighty things. The 21 days he did, even so well as in my life, and the favor of God and this whole month of favor, amen, glory to God, it's just been awesome, awesome, awesome. But I want to encourage you to join the Wild Team, glory to God. You know, apostle and pastor, they do counseling, they do mentoring, they will teach you, they'll pray with you, whatever the need may be. So I encourage you to come on and give them hit them up on Facebook and let them know that you're interested, you know, in becoming who God wants you to become. You know, all of us have destiny and purpose. But if you don't try to reach your destiny and purpose, nothing will happen. You know, nobody's going to push you. Like I said, he's not going to force himself on you, but he will allow you, amen, if you want to become who he wants you to become. He'll put you in the path with some great men and women of God who can pull that stuff out you, who can pull, amen, glory to God, whatever God's calling you to do, who will push and pull, and amen, none other better than apostle and pastor. They will help you, pray with you, lead you, amen, and they will pull you into your destiny if you want to be pulled. You know, there's sometimes you want to just sit stagnated and stay in that same place. I hear some people saying in the spirit, saying it don't take all that. Yes, it do. It take that and then some. Can't you see how the world is becoming? You know, and you don't want your brothers and sisters to be lost. You want to make sure that you're equipped to handle what's coming. Glory to God. You know, so many times now I'm seeing, you know, people trying to become apostles and people trying to be pastors and people are trying to be prophets. you know, well, yeah, you know what, I seen this and that. Yeah, you, God do show you stuff. Amen. But be careful the place that you're walking in without some training, because you don't want to get over there and get, you know, the wrong spirit. Amen. Fall on you. Glory to God. Just make sure, amen, that you get what you need. Amen. So you can walk the path that God will have you to walk. And none better than, like I said, if you want to become that person, amen, and go walk in your destiny, hit Apostle and Pastor up on Facebook, amen, and they can help lead you and guide you, amen. If you're having marriage problems, amen, hit them up, amen, glory to God, because they're there, amen. Now, the door is open, so I'm encouraging you again to come on in and get in, amen, where you fit in, glory to God, in the kingdom of God, to see what God would have you to do in this season. And if you move on down just a little bit further, amen, you know, we have something that comes to you that's called Moments in the Spirit. It's done by Minister Michelle Wilson. It's a two-minute clip, and also a two-minute clip, amen, that jumpstarts your Monday. She does it so profoundly, amen, and it don't take but 2 minutes, amen, for her to do it. Amen. And you can hear it over and over again, you know, when you think you're feeling down and out. Play it again. You know, God moves in all kinds of ways, you know. He uses one person in a different way, another one another way. So, you know, that's how he uses her. That's for her. Glory to God. So I encourage you to, you know, you can subscribe to Moments in the Spirit. Amen. And it's only $25 or more. You can be partnering with us, and you can get Moments in the Spirit. You will get, amen, Midweek Manna done by Sister Sheila Leverett. I'm sorry. Minister Sheila Leverett, an awesome two-minute clip that also will just lift you up. My God, my God. She's been doing putting on the full armor of God, and it's just been an awesome. It's just been awesome, awesome, awesome. So I encourage you to come on in and get in. And then also you will be placed on our personal prayer list, you know, and becoming partners. And all that in one little package for $25 or more. Now, that's not a whole lot. You know, you can do $5 a week, however you want it. It'll add up to $25, $5 a week. You got 5 weeks in a month sometimes, and if it ain't, just go ahead and just throw an extra dollar in behind the $5, and it'll come up, amen, add up to the $25. You know, so come on, you can work with it. I know, come on, your mathematicians and, you know, school teachers and everybody, you can add, amen, if you don't get a calculator. You know, God is moving. I don't want you to miss the move of God. You know, somebody told me the other week, and they said, well, you know what, I'm going to take my $25 and buy me some shoes. Like I said, that's good. That's fine and dandy. Amen. But just make sure you're always sewing, amen, and buying shoes also. Don't take up all your seed money and eat it up. Don't take up all your seed money, amen, and wear it out. Glory to God. You want to put some in so you will have some people praying for you. It's good. You always say, you know, have an extra pair of shoes. But what about some extra prayer by me sowing seeds over here? Because if you don't become a partner, then sometimes people don't know who you are, you know, and God will have us praying for people that we don't know, too. Amen. But if you're not a partner, then they won't really know who you are and what your need may be. So they can pray with you and get, you know, and pray on your behalf and seek God and intercede for you. So God will move on your behalf. Glory to God. Now that's what I'm talking about. Amen. Glory to God. So I want to say, you know, come on in and join us. You know, just hit Apostle and Pastor up on Facebook and tell them what the need may be. And if you move on down just a little bit further on Tuesday night, my God, what a powerful word that comes from Apostle and Pastor Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Amen. It's one word, and one word from the Lord. It's a powerful word on Tuesday night. And the show comes on at 8. Amen. The show comes on at 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So you need to mark your calendar, mark the time that you can hear a word from the Lord. Glory to God. It's an awesome word from the Lord. Glory to God. They don't quit. They be tag teaming. Amen. It's almost as if you listen to it, And I have really closely listened to them, glory to God. And it's almost as if, you know, they know what each other's saying. You think they rehearse? Nah, they don't rehearse it. You can tell. That's just how the Spirit will bring you together. Amen. When you're together in the Spirit, walking in the right Spirit. So come on and listen to them on Tuesday night and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying about the favor of God. Amen. And in this month. And if you move on down just a little bit further, amen, we had Elder ask you, Elder Bertha ask you on Wild Radio, Faith Come By Hearing on yesterday. She spoke an awesome word. Amen. I noticed Elder words are really getting very, very strong. So I encourage you to hear, amen, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and doing. Amen. On Faith Come By Hearing. If you missed it on yesterday, you missed a treat. Elder pray, good God Almighty, my God, my God. Them prayers, amen. They will move heaven and earth. Glory to God. He said, I hold up everybody, wait a minute. I hear Elder ask you praying. Hold up. Glory to God. So come on in and listen to Elder. Her show comes on every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's an awesome word. You won't be disappointed, amen, and none of the words that come forth. And we're called the Hour of Power. I'm Prophetess Martha Williams. I'm the first Hour of Power that comes on Sunday. Glory to God at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So I want you to go ahead and text your neighbors and tell them that we're live and on the air. You come to hear a word from the Lord, and that's just what you're going to get. You're going to get a word from the Lord, not from me. Don't always look at the person. You look at the person, amen, and then you forget the real reason that you came to the show. Come expecting God to move in your life. Come expecting God to give you a mighty word. Come expecting God to give you a word, amen, in due season. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And in the next Hour Power, amen, is Minister Elaine Jackson, amen, who's an awesome woman of God who will bring forth the word, who's going to pray it, who's going to preach it, amen, who's going to, amen, give you testimony after testimony, amen. Glory to God, because, you know, we're overcomers by our testimony. Glory to God. See, her testimony will help somebody else to walk through their garden. Glory to God. You know, you can walk through your garden and not let the weed wrap around your head. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on in and listen to Minister Elaine. She comes on at 6:30. Glory to God. On today. Amen. She's the second Hour of Power. We both do our shows. So I encourage you. Amen. With all those announcements, keep them in mind. And, you know, because God has not forgot. Glory to God. And, you know, sometimes we get so carried away in other stuff that we forget, amen, who we belong to. But you got to know, amen, everything you got and all that you have belong to God. None other than, amen. Even if you got something, amen, you say you're still paying on it, it don't matter. Amen. Yeah, it may be there because you need to pay on it, true. Amen. But it belongs to God because God's hand is the one that made it. Glory to God. You know, man can't make all that stuff by themselves. Come on now. You know, God had to be the one that gave them all his wisdom and knowledge. It comes from God. So I want to encourage you, amen, to come on and give God. He don't mind you having stuff. He don't mind you having things. But understand, glory to God, everything you got, everything you own, your children, everybody, spouses, husbands, it don't matter. They belong to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Before I go in prayer, I keep hearing this. Amen. You know, on last week, we were talking about, amen, the five people that's supposed to pay the $25. And, you know, some would ask me, say, am I one of those? Am I one of those? And you know what I told them? I said, here's what you do. I'm not going to tell you. I said, you go and you ask God. And if God tell you, amen, to give that money, then you are one of them. You know, it's not for me to go around and say, well, you know, you want them, you want them. No, I didn't call nobody out. I let God be the guy. If he wanted me to call him, he would have told me, go ahead and talk. Okay, he didn't say that. You know, this show is not to embarrass anybody, and I wouldn't do that. So, you know, he told them. That's what he wanted them to do. So I encourage you, if you're one of them and you haven't done it, glory to God, and keep saying it. I keep hearing it. So if you're one of them who has not done what he told you to do, then guess what? You need to do it because you could be holding up, amen, and folding up amen, what he has for you to unfold, glory to God. So I encourage you, if you're one of them, go ahead and hit apostle up, not prophet. Hit apostle and pastor up so they can tell you what you need to do and how you need to get it to them. Glory to God. Amen. Enough said about all that. Now we're going to go ahead and do prayer and get into our message today. I want God to bless each and every one of you on the show. Thank you for coming. Glory to God. So let's go ahead and open up with prayer and get into the Word of God. While I'm getting ready to pray, you can turn to the first chapter of Job. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the strength, Lord, on today, oh Father. Father God, we pray for each and every mom, God, those, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, who need of a mom, Lord. We know, Lord, you say you'll be a father for the fatherless, you'll be a mother to the motherless, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for their strength, God, on today, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we just pray, God, for the children, Lord God. Let them shower down on their mothers, Lord God. Let them give them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, just so as they have given them, Lord God, all these years of prayers and support, Lord God. Let them give those the prayers and support that they need on today, oh God. Father, those that are in the nursing homes, Lord God, we thank you, God, for sending people by, Lord, to let them know, Lord, that they're not alone, God. That there are always someone that's right on time, Lord, that you will send, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, to give, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for your strength on today, Lord. We thank you, God, for each and every person, Lord, under the sound of my voice. Lord God, those that need a healing done, we send the healing to them on this line in the name of Jesus, God. Those, Lord God, and that need peace, we send peace to them on this line. We speak to the situation and say, peace be still in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Father God, we speak to every child, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, all those that have gone astray from your word, we call them back into the fold, God. Every backslider, God, there's a backslid, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We call them that right now because we know you're married to the backslider. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God, for your goodness, grace, and your mercy. How it shall endure forever, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray. Amen, amen, and glory to God. Now, you should be there, amen, around about now. We're going to go ahead and get into the word. Amen, glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. I hear the Lord saying, you know, don't let your conscience get the best of you. You know, sometimes, amen, you know, you have to be careful and know what you're hearing, man, your conscience, man. What are you saying, Lord? What are you saying? What are you saying? You know, sometimes you say, well, you know what? You don't need to give, and you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. Well, that's a bad side. You know, you got two little imps on one side. Now, which one you going to believe? You going to believe the one saying give, amen, and watch God grow it? Or you going to give over here and listen to the one that's saying, okay, well, don't give nothing. This is what I'm hearing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You go hear the one over here that's saying give and let God grow it and let God give you what he has for you. Glory to God. Don't listen to these people over here telling you whatever they're saying. Don't you give. Glory to God. No, don't you give. Don't listen to it. Mm-mm. Don't listen to it. But they just saying all you want is money. Like I said, you know, I'm going to talk about what God tell me to talk about till Jesus called me home. Glory to God. Hey, amen, glory to God. I don't want your money because I know my God on everything. He give me, amen. Everything that I need, he said he'll give it to me as long as I follow him, you know. So it ain't about that. Glory to God. I'm just keeping it real. This is a keep it real show. Glory to God. So, you know, don't listen at them over there saying every time I listen to her show, you know, she's saying, it's okay. Glory to God. You know, I mean, you know, some things are for a song and some is not. You know, that's just the way it rolls. Glory to God. But, you know, just do what God is telling you to do. Don't listen. Glory to God. Do what God tells you to do because you don't know what you could be holding up. Amen. Because I guess some things you have to sow your way out. Glory to God. Well, if you just offer, well, Lord, I'm just going to pray, you know, now some things you got to give your way out. Because if you need money, you know, money draws money. You know, I told someone, I said, listen, I said, always keep some money in your purse. You know, because if you do that, man, that money will draw money. Whatever you need is going to draw it. If you need peace, then you got to seek the peace. Glory to God. And then peace will come upon you. Glory to God. Whatever you need, if you need friendship, then you got to show yourself friendly. And then people will be friendly to you. Glory to God. And if that way, it's going to draw. Whatever you need is just like a magnet. It's going to draw to you. if you that's what you need, glory to God. And if you need more food, let me tell you what I used to always do. I hear that too. If you need food in your house, you know what I used to always do? I used to always keep, you know, all my pots and pans on top of the stove. That's just what I do. I don't put them all up there, but I put some up there. I put a fryer, then I put a boiler, you know, a couple of boilers up there on the top of the stove. I always keep some pots and pans and boilers on top of my stove. You know, I know, baby, why do you keep those boilers up there? You know what? Amen, glory to God. It always draws. Oh, glory to God. I know y'all saying this woman crazy. No, I ain't crazy. I'm just walking by faith. Glory to God. That's what you do. Hallelujah. And guess what? It ain't been wrong yet. Look, every time, amen, I have more food than I can eat. And that's the truth. More food than I can eat. Glory to God. So that's what you do. Amen. Whatever you need in need of, that's what you sow because it's going to grow it. And don't ever walk around. If you ain't got but a $2 or a dollar in your pocket, always try to keep some dollar, glory to God, because money draws money. If you ain't got nothing in there, glory to God, it ain't going to grow nothing. If you got them bills and them papers, then that's what you're going to draw, glory to God. But, yeah, try to keep something, amen, in there so it can draw to you. Amen. Now, let's go ahead on and get into the message. Okay, we're going to start off with verse 1, glory to God, and chapter 1 of Job, glory to God. Amen. Can you pass the test? Glory to God. Can you pass the test? Now, y'all know what Job went through here. We're going to read it, and we're going to try to dissect it. We're going to dissect it, and we're going to go through the word of God. Glory to God. There was a man in the land of Oz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. That man, Job, was good, and he avoided evil. Do you sometimes, you know, we can avoid evil. You see how Job, he avoided evil. So, sometimes you got to go the other way. You know, I remember, amen, it just bring back to my remembrance. You know, when pastor always, when he's teaching, he said, guard your ear gate, glory to God. And when they be teaching on the show, they said, guard your ear gate. That means you have to guard what goes in, amen, glory to God. Because it's not what goes in, it's what comes out. But see, once that stuff get in you, then it's going to start manifesting and it's going to start coming out. If you listen to people talking ugly and talking, saying stuff, you know, wild out, way out there on third field every day, then before you know it, you're going to be out there on third field with them every day. So, you know, you have to remember to stay away from evil. If you know some people over here doing something they ain't got no business in, you don't need to go over there to the left. You need to come over here to the right, where it's all right. Glory to God. Let's move on just a little bit further. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His census also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, and 500 yokes of oxen, and 500 she-asses, and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. In other words, Job had it all. Glory to God. He was one of the greatest men of the east because he had it all. He had wealth and he had riches. You know, God don't mind you having that stuff. You can see Job had it. Amen. God didn't mind Job having it. It had to be God to give it to him. And you know, God ain't gonna give you no more than you can handle. You know, some people say, "Well, Lord, why I ain't got no million this?" You know why? Because you ain't doing nothing with them $2 he been giving you. Glory to God. Every time he giving you them $2, amen. Glory to God. You go where? To the casino with them $2. So that's why he haven't given you any more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to number 4. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. So they would call their sisters. They'd go and they'd have feasts in their houses. In other words, you know, they would go, come on, you don't know what they were doing over there. They would go there partying, glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know, Job had raised them. Don't you know he raised them the best he can? Parents, don't feel bad when you raise your children. Amen. Up in the Lord. He said, although they stray, they will not depart. So there's going to come a time, amen, when they're going to come back. Because I know for myself, glory to God. I've heard something, well, you know what, just keep praying for me. You know, say, yeah, keep praying for me. Say, yeah, keep praying for me. Yeah, there's going to come a time when you're going to have to pray for yourself. It comes a time when you're going to have to seek God for yourself. It comes a time, glory to God, when you're going to have to get down on your knees, amen, your rusty knees, amen, and start laying mine out and say, Lord, I need your help, Lord. I need your help, God. My mama done prayed for me. My daddy done prayed. Grandmama them done prayed in the back in the day. So now, Lord, it's me, Lord. I'm standing in the need of what you need to do in my life, God. I know, Lord God. I went, Lord God, as long as I could go, Lord. So see, they'll turn around and they'll come back. You just keep doing what you need to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on down the side. And it was so when the days of their feasting were gone about that Job sent and sacrificed them and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. In other words, Job gave sacrifices according to how many children that he had. Glory to God. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. In other words, Job continually, he continually prayed for them. He continually offered up the sacrifices. Because Job didn't really know. He said, you know, just in case they cursed God in their heart. In other words, they were down there drinking and seeing and doing whatever they were big enough to do. Job went on and prayed for them. And that's what you got to do. You know, I was thinking about this earlier. Amen. Before I got online, you know, when your children leave the house, amen, learn how to pray. I don't care, amen, if they're in the house with you, amen, and they 20. But I don't care if they're 30, however old they are. You still, amen, pray over them. Sometimes they may not want that, but it don't matter. You know, I remember a time there was this person, amen, in my life. And I said, okay, I said, you know, you're getting ready to go out, you know, you're going to go somewhere, you know, long way away. I said, so let me pray for you. You know what they said? Well, you pray for yourself. That's what they told me. And you know what I did? Amen. I said, Lord, I ain't going to let this slide because something ain't right. So I went ahead and I went ahead, you know, as the person left, and I went ahead and I prayed for that person. And do you know, amen, that person came back and told me that what happened when they got ready to go around this curve, the vehicle that they were driving, it went upside an 18-wheeler. I'm talking about it knocked the mirror off. Amen. So you know that was a close call. But just think, if I had not had prayed and been selfish, glory to God, because, well, you know what, they don't want it. Amen. And I'm not going to pray for them. You know, it's okay. Go on and do what you want to do. But, you know, if I had not prayed, it would not have stopped that accident from happening. Although it went right in what they were, right outside the 18-wheeler. I'm talking about it knocked the mirror off. It was just that close, glory to God. But you know, God spared them. See, that thing could have been ugly, you know, if I had not prayed. So you see, even though they say, you know, if you offer to pray for them and they refuse it, glory to God, well, you go ahead and you pray. When Job prayed for his children, they didn't refuse it because they didn't know what he was doing down there. He offered sacrifices up. He said, just in case. You know, you pray for your children just in case. You know, sometimes we get so selfish. And, you know, people just think like this. You know, well, if I don't go ahead and pray for my money, I'm not going to get my money. If I don't go ahead and pray for my honey, then I won't get my honey. Is it if you do what you know, all that you know how to do, according to God's word, God will constantly add things to you. Glory to God. You know, your best is yet to come. God will add all that stuff to you. Glory to God. But always keep your family lifted up. Always keep other people lifted up. Don't just pray for yourself. Pray for others, too. Glory to God. If you're always down there saying, you know, Lord, it's me. Lord, and here I am again. I want this, and I won't, and I won't, and I won't. You want the big house on Sugar Hill. You want the nice cars. You want, oh, my God. You want the Mercedes 80s. You know, come on now. Glory to God. Learn how to pray for others. You know, God will add that stuff to you. You know, sometimes it'll come out of the woodworks, and you'll be like, my God, I didn't even pray for that. You know, and I hear my apostle, I know y'all saying, you know, well, yes, I do. I hear them when they teach, and I hear their teaching. You know, you'll get some sweatless victories. That goes to show, if you hearing me what I'm saying, that goes to show I'm paying attention, glory to God. And you will get some sweatless victory, glory to God. And you continue to seek God, continue to seek his word, continue to seek what he wants, glory to God. And continue to pray for others. That's what you do. Because, you know, we have a whole world of people. And, you know, everybody in the world ain't saved. You know, but that's what God's saving and bringing out others, amen, to get them saved. Don't just always say, well, you know what, Lord, I want the money. If he promised you, amen, he said if he's promised you, he's yet able to deliver just what he promised you. So learn how to pray for others. Let's move on a little bit further. If we don't finish this today, glory to God, we're going to finish this, amen, next week. Now there were days when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. 7, and the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that fears God, and excuse evil. See, he was telling Satan, you know, hold up, yeah, you walking up and down there, have you considered Job? See, God already knows what he got in you, glory to God. You know, look at God and let the trials and the tests come to show you what you got in you, glory to God. He'll let stuff come, you know, and show you what's there, glory to God. He, if you ask God to show you, he will show you, amen. He'll even show you the date and the time, amen, when you got that mess in you. Glory to God. But you know, sometimes people are so afraid to ask God questions. You know, so many times we've been told by our lifespan, don't ask God questions. You know, but and that's something I had to come out of too. You know, they're like, don't question God. Well, if I don't question him, like I said, who is going to give me the answer? Because he said, when you pray, you believe and you expect God to come through and expect him to give you an answer. Amen. Glory to God. Whether it comes through the TV, whether it comes through another person, you expect God to give you an answer. It's still him answering you. So I don't know where that comes from, but glory to God, come on. Thank you, Lord God. Glory to God. And see, Job was an upright man. Job feared the Lord. Job feared God. Glory to God. Do you fear God? Do you not have a reverential fear? You know, well, you know what? If I keep doing this over here, then, you know, if I keep going over here, you know, saying, Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord, and God is great and God is good, then I keep tipping and slipping, glory to God. Then what's going to happen? What's going to happen? You know, I got to fear the Lord, knowing that, you know, I got to have a reverential fear. If I keep doing this, glory to God, then before I know it, this thing is going to pull me totally away from God. Glory to God. So you got to, amen, you got to run from evil. Glory to God. You got to. You got to fear what's going to happen. It's going to pull you away from the anointing. You know, if you have the anointing upon your life and you've been preaching and teaching, then all of a sudden, amen, here comes Susie in here with the short skirt. Yeah. Glory to God, Susan. Amen. Yeah, she comes with the short skirt, you know, and I've been preaching up here for 30 years. Then all of a sudden she walks by there, amen, glory to God, and catch my attention. And then I'm going to hold it, wait a minute, and I'm going to run down, and I'm going to hold conversation. Well, glory to God, that's not what you do, glory to God. You better say, Lord, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord God, because I got a problem. You know, so many times you don't take your problems to the Lord, thy God. That's why before you know it, that problem has became, amen, your flesh done rolls up on the inside telling you to do stuff that you shouldn't be doing. Glory to God. Have mercy, my God. Let's move on down just a little bit further. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doeth Job fear God for naught? He said, do he fear God for nothing? Glory to God. Hast not thou made an hedge about him and about his house? And about all that he hath on every side, that hath blessed the work of his hand, and his substance is increased in the land. Let's move on down just a little bit further. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. See, he was, what he was saying, you know, hold up, all that Job got, you mean to tell me, amen, if I put my hand on, you know, if you take away everything Job got, you know, Job won't curse you. And that's what he was basically saying. But that's just not true. Glory to God. If you walking with the Lord thy God, you ain't got to worry about all that. Glory to God. if you walk in truth and you fear God and you love the Lord thy God, in other words, if you're sold out, my God, to the Lord thy God, you ain't got to worry about Susie coming with a short skirt. You ain't got to worry with the high heels, glory to God, and all them expensive shoes, you know, and ain't no telling how she got them. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. You ain't got to worry about all that. You ain't got to worry about may, say, say, and they, day. You ain't got to worry about all that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because when you love the Lord thy God and you ask God to help you, if you got a problem, you know, but sometimes you don't present your problems to the Lord thy God. You're fearful that, you know, you're fearful, but you're not doing that stuff. And that's the thing about it. Because sometimes people like doing evil. And the Bible says that some can't quit, amen, doing evil and doing evil to other folks and doing until they don't, you know, even when they don't went to bed, they still getting up in the morning thinking about what can they do, amen, to hurt somebody or hurt somebody's feelings. Well, if I say this, it's going to hurt them. Glory to God. You know, come on. You know what? When he takes away all that stuff, amen, he's saying, you know what, Job's going to curse you. Let's move on now. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he has is in thy power, only upon himself. Put not forth thine hand. He told Satan, you can touch it, you can touch everything, glory to God, but you can't touch your soul, glory to God, because that belongs to God, glory to God. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord, glory to God, hallelujah. And let me tell you what he did. Hallelujah. Let's move on down just a little bit further. I want to read just a little bit more. Glory to God. And there was a day, amen, when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses were feeding beside them. And the savings fell upon them and took them away. Yea. They have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Now, he was saying, hold up. He said, all your stocks, you know, all your oxen, amen, they were in their feeding, and these savings were terrible people. They were big people, and they came, and they slayed them, glory to God. But he was the only one that was, you know, that came back to tell Job. See, he left that one person, always going to be that one person to come back, amen, and tell what's going on, what happened. You know, sometimes they were twisted, but he came back, and he was a servant unto Job, so, you know, don't come back with no junk. You're going to have to come back with the truth. Yeah, I don't know why people think that. You know, sometimes prophets just don't know the truth. They hear you, and they don't know it. And they won't say, sometimes they will not say anything. And be like, okay. But they know, amen, the truth. Because God, instead of telling them when you're telling them, glory to God, he's been telling them the truth, glory to God, as it is. You know, so that's what he did. But guess what? He sent him back to tell what had happened. Glory to God. They had came and they had that just, oh, my God, just killed everything. And he was the only thing left. Glory to God. Let's move on down just a little bit further. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God has fallen from heaven and has burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. My goodness. Ain't that something? Everything was beginning to go downhill, looks like. But one thing about it, he still had God, and he still did not curse God. Let's move on down. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the talons made out three bands and fell upon the camel and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I am the only escape alone to tell thee. See, everything was starting to happen. See, everything was getting burnt up, glory to God. And the church is over there drinking and carrying on, you know. And he's saying, okay, yeah, you keep taking everything away, you know. Just go ahead and watch him now. Watch Job curse you, God. Curse you. I remember a summer, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. When there was no income, none whatsoever, hallelujah. It wasn't no piggy bank, no penny bank, no whatever bank you want to call it, no bank roll, no nothing. Everything was left, But you know what I did, glory to God? It was day after day. I had people praying with me. Amen, glory to God. That was true. You know, God will send people to help you. Amen. And then he will send people also to pray with you. Glory to God. So I tell you, if you know these people are coming and they're praying, amen, the right prayers, and you know they're for real, don't reject people's prayers. You know, sometimes people have respect a person. But you know, in the Bible, it says God don't have respect a person. So when you know they're right and they're true men and women of God, you receive what they have to offer you. Glory to God. If they want to pray with you, glory to God. Don't say, well, you know what, I know. You know, I hear that a lot. You know what, sometimes I be saying, well, you know what, Lord, if they know, then I don't need to get in my prayer. You know, and that's the thing, you know, if they know and they don't want it and they reject it, then you keep on stepping. Just take it on, amen, and then there will be somebody who will receive it. But we are in a season where it's time out for playing. It's time to be the real church and the true church of God. It's time to get people, it's time to talk to people and get people saved. It's time, amen, for God's people, amen, to step up a little higher. It's time for God's people to get what God has. It's time for God's people to go out, amen, and go and preach the gospel to the nation, amen. And getting people saved and healed and delivered and them coming out of wheelchairs and, you know, and it's time for all that. The kidney of being healed and accounts of being healed and people living the way God wants them to live. You know, he wants them to live, amen, with more than enough, not just enough. So it's time for all that. That's the place where we're in this season. Glory to God. God is about to rock some boats. Good God, I'm at it. Hallelujah. When God gets through rocking these people's boats, amen, glory to God, they're going to be glad to give to some real deal people who will pray for them, who don't mind standing in the gap for them, you know, so they can go and the ministry can go further. If you don't want to give, then God ain't going to make you give. You know, and if you give it, amen, and it ain't right, then, you know, you're not going to prosper from it anyway. Because God loves a cheerful giver. Glory to God. But let's read on down just a little bit further, amen, glory to God. And while he was yet, let's read 18, amen, right here, amen, glory to God. And while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the sons of thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, amen. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Now, you can imagine, glory to God, oh, listen, I'm just saying it must have been, I will say amen. I'm saying from my heart, amen, glory to God. It was a tornado that came and swept that place, and the whole house just caved in. Glory to God. And ain't that something? Job was getting new bad news after news after news, you know. All his oxen was gone. All his camel was gone. All that was gone. Now his children? Glory to God. You know, amen. Sometimes God will let you show. Amen. He'll show you where you are. But sometimes, you know, I know you used to hear my mom and them used to always say, if I get too high, Lord, please bring me down. That's a song. Amen. Glory to God. And, you know, sometimes you get too high. You can get too high on that mountain. Can you forget about what's important? Yes, you'll go to church. Yes, you'll give too also. But the main focus should be, Lord, help me, Lord God, to keep my mind stayed on thee, Lord. Not to give, you know, not to go and get purchased more stuff and more things, but to give to the kingdom of God so the ministry can go further. Because it takes money to, amen, for the ministry to go further. You know, let's move on down. Then arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped. Glory to God. Now, how many of you can worship God if he took everything away from you? You know, sometimes we get so caught up in stuff that we forget to even worship God. I just say that because I want to say I'm talking about him. Glory to God. You forget to worship God. Even though, hallelujah, I mean, even though that summer when I didn't, you know, have an income, I would lay in this house. It got times where I couldn't read, but guess what? That's okay. Amen. I had the Bible on CD. I would let that CD play day and night and night and day. I did not, glory to God. It did not matter. I still, amen. I still prayed, and I still listened to that CD day and night, day and night. It was always going, and I never cut it off. I let it play all night long. You know, when it play out, it'll stop. I would have, you know, whatever, I would do the phone, anything, amen. Bible, I got the Bible app, glory to God. I would play it over and over again, glory to God, because I knew what he was trying to do. He was trying to, Satan was trying to pull me away from that place that I was in, glory to God. And he can get you away from that place. In other words, that place is believing who God really is, believing who God, what God can do, believing what God got, then he got you. Hallelujah. Now, you know, this ain't God. You know, you're going through all this. Glory to God. And hold up, wait a minute. I may not have what I need to have, but guess what? I'm going to still believe God. I may not have, amen, glory to God, everything that I want, but I'm still going to follow God. I may not have all the tea in China and not all the ones over in New York, but I'm still going to praise God. I'm still going to hold on. And so I'm still holding on. And I held on with all I had, all the grip that I could get, glory to God. I held on, glory to God. I kept it moving. Let's move on down just a little bit further, glory to God. And said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord had taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You see, he didn't charge God foolishly. He didn't say, well, Lord, my God, why? You know, he didn't. Job continued to serve God. Because Job was an upright man. Are you upright today? Do you have a relationship with God that's so strong and so pure that you will not give up on God, that you won't throw in the towel? Although things start to happening, you know, because this thing happened, that thing happened, this thing, that thing. You go through many tests, you go through many trials, you go through many tribulations, but do you have that relationship with God where you won't give up with God, where you won't give up and you won't give out on God? Because Job didn't. Glory to God. And all he lost, all that stuff, all his camels and all the animals and all the sheep he had and all the oxen. He lost his children. Glory to God, all that. But he didn't give up on God. Job held on with all he had. He knew he had to hold on with God. Because guess what? He was wanting a seat in the kingdom of heaven. He didn't turn his back on God. Because come on now, let's be real. Come on now. He wasn't going to take all that stuff to heaven with it. And I tell people that, you know, yeah, you got all the money and all everything, yeah, yeah. But you know what? Whenever you're dead, you say, amen, glory to God, and, you know, whenever Jesus calls you home, amen, hallelujah. But, you know, you ain't going to take all that stuff with you. But, you know, you can put it to good use, healing the earth, serving the purpose that it was given to you for. Glory to God. Do you think money was just given to you, amen, glory to God, for you to just build a bigger barn? No. And say, yes, you leave an inheritance for your children. Yes, all of that. Yes, glory to God. And you pay your bills while you're here. Yes, because, you know, you got to do what you got to do, amen. You got to have a place to stay. You got to have a car. Yes, ma'am, all that. Yes. But it's still to further the kingdom of God. Glory to God. And that's what you do. You spend some and you save some. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, you do. Yes, you give, you spend, and you save. That's what you do. Glory to God. But don't let your spending, amen, outweigh your giving. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. You know, God will do some great and mighty things in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, and yes. But don't let, amen, your spending outweigh your giving, glory to God. Your giving should have more than your spend, glory to God. I know some of you, you know, you came to the end of the year, tax season, glory to God. Did you check your giving? You always want to increase in your giving, amen. Each year, try to increase in your giving. You know, that shows, amen, Lord, I'm trying. I'm trying here, yes. But so many times, people don't try. They don't. You know, they just go and they just, you know, buy whatever and do whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But it does matter. In the long run, you will see it. But you know what? He'll bring it back to your remembrance. He really will. He said, okay, now you remember you went over here and you bought this $200 outfit right here, right? And look over here what you gave me, a whole $10. A whole $10. Come on now. Lord help us. You know, if you had gave me that whole $200, then I'd have gave you, amen, this $200 outfit plus more. And you might not have even had to pay a dime. He'd have laid it on somebody's heart to bring it to you. Because that's the way, that's the type of God I serve. And that's the type of God you should be serving. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. God is real. God is on the move. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you still trust him? Do you believe, amen, in the Lord thy God? Can you, glory to God? My God, glory to God. Can you pass the test? Joe passed the test. Glory to God. He did. He did not accuse God. He still blessed God. He got on his knees and he blessed the Lord thy God. Do you still bless God? Amen. Even though things don't go your way. Do you say, Lord God, I see you. Thank you, Lord. It may be hard, but you still let it come on out of your mouth. And before you know it, the Holy Ghost will grab hold to it, and he'll have you praise. But you got to learn how to do that. There's so many times people say, well, you know, I ain't going through nothing. Well, you ain't going through nothing. Check your little walk. Check your walk with God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because if you're going through some stuff, then that means God is making you. Glory to God. He's trying to show you, amen, where you should be, amen. You're not where you used to be, but he's showing you where he wants to take you. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you desire prayer, amen, at this time, go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Glory to God. You know, we serve a good God, and God don't fall short of nothing. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No one has pressed the one. Amen. Hallelujah. But he is real. Hallelujah. Believe him on today. Don't back down to nobody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, it's something when you give in to what people are saying and not believe what God say, but hear the word on today. Hallelujah. Give, and it shall be given. Good measures, pressed out, shaken together, running over, hallelujah. He's talking about some running over blessings. Oh, my God. When you get the running over blessings, that means, glory to God, you got enough to give. You got enough, amen, to spend, and you got enough to save, hallelujah. Glory to God. And then that don't only mean money. That means you got enough clothes in your closet where you can pack some up and give away, hallelujah. That means when you got enough food in your cabinet, hallelujah, where you can pack some up and give, hallelujah, to those who don't have. You know a family in need, you can pack it up, hallelujah, and give it to them, glory to God. That's the running over blessing, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. We're going to go ahead, amen, and get ready, amen, to get out of here. But before I go, I want to give the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus in part of your sin on today, I encourage you, amen, to repeat, amen, to repeat the prayer of salvation with me. Glory to God. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Father God, forgive me for all I have done, Lord God, all my sins and all I have fell short of your glory, O God. Father God, forgive me, Lord. I repent in Jesus' name. And if you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. You're a blood-washed believer. And know that to go to a Bible-believing church, amen, where the word of God is being taught, where the word of God is being lived, where you can see the demonstration of Jesus Christ working in the church, glory to God, through the word of God as it's being brought forth, amen, glory to God, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise be the name of the Lord. So we're going to go ahead on and get out of here. I'm not going to prolong the time, amen. I know y'all might want to go ahead and finish your Mother's Day dinner, hallelujah, glory to God. I want to give a shout out, amen, to, amen, my mother, amen, glory to God, happy Mother's Day, and I want to give a shout out to all the mothers, amen, Apostle, Elder, amen, and all the ministry team and all the people that are listening, amen. I want to give a happy, happy Mother's Day. Now I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And don't forget to tune in at 6:30. You can go and get your drink of water. Amen. Whatever you may like. Amen. And then go over and hear Minister Elaine Jackson. Amen. At 6:30. Amen.